Jamie Murphy won't make it. Jonathan Levy hopefully will come through light session tonight. So we're hoping that he'll be available for selection tomorrow. Otherwise, it'll be the same squad as usual. We're looking for Danny Morrissey to come into the group this evening as well, so he should be available for tomorrow.
I suppose John's turned into an important player for you. He's versatility more than anything, I suppose.
Yeah, even last week playing in midfield, and he can play full back, and he's done reasonably well, in fairness to him, since he's come in, and I would agree he is versatile and quite consistent, and he's in very good condition fitness-wise. Now the games, he's nicely coming along, he's getting better as it goes. Didn't play much football before he came here, so we're delighted with his progress.
Better buzz around training this week after getting the win?
Yeah, obviously it's a happier camp. You know, when you win games, you're naturally going to have a happier base. And now the workload hasn't changed. It hasn't really changed in any other aspect apart from people maybe have a few more smiles on their face.
Yeah, what was the most pleasing thing about Friday night for you?
Most pleasing, I would imagine, is our attacking side to the game. I think at different times we look very dangerous with the number of attacking players that we have. I think we'll attack any team, which we've shown this year. Yeah. Pretty much, apart from possibly the Bowes game, I think we've attacked every other team quite well at different times. Derry, we had chances. Rovers, chances. Drogheda, we had goals and chances. So, we're starting slowly but surely. We're getting there. Still think we could be a bit better on the defensive side of things, though.
Do you think overall as a unit, though, you're more solid than you were, say, 4 or 5 games ago?
Yeah, I think we're getting... Listen, as a unit, 4 or 5 games ago, we were way too open. So I'd like to think we're a little bit better than we were then. I think we are, definitely. It's just get that bit of confidence and just get that little bit more concentration and discipline still, and I think we'd be fine.
What have you made of Sligo's start?
That's strong. Best start I think they've had for many and many years. So they've got a strong squad, and their starting 11 will be always very strong. And again, they would attack really well, so we've got to be defensively better. But I still think in Turner's Cross we should be able to give them a match and also hopefully try pick up the 3 points like against anybody we play.
Absolutely, and like you said, they're going to be attacking on Friday night. You're attacking. It could be a very open game down there. Would you be worried about that nearly?
Well, to be truthful, and I've said this already, we're worth the entrance fee, if anything, because it's goals and there's loads of good football. Like, we haven't really been involved in a bad game, apart from possibly the Bowes game, but the pitch was horrendous up there. And maybe UCD, and I thought that is, again, the pitch was horrendous that night. But in Turner's Cross, you're guaranteed that you'll see goals either end, and you're right, I think it's, for me, I was hoping that we'd be a little less attractive this year, because last year we were very good at different times, and like nobody could walk away from our games last year and say, well, that was disappointing and it wasn't worth a few bob in. And it looks like it's been the same this year.
Just what I suppose at the start of the season, people looked at Sligo and Shamrock Rovers as two of the favourites to win the league. With the fact you got the draw against Rovers and possibly should have beaten them, would that give you a bit of confidence with Sligo coming on tomorrow night?
Yeah, we don't any team that we play, like, you know, at the end of it all, we're Cork City, so we do have an expectancy between our fans and as players and everybody involved with the club. Like, we're a big club, so Sligo coming to town, we see Sligo as a smaller club than us. Now, in fairness, they've been in the Premier Division now, and they've been tipping away at the top of it for the last 3 or 4 years. But we hope to be up that direction fairly shortly. And again, as I said, any club coming to Turner's Cross, I feel, are a smaller club than us.
Bit of confidence around the place, you can get 3 points tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think we can get 3 points. I know for one thing, we'll be giving it everything we have to get the 3 points. And whatever happens, happens. But Turner's Cross, with our support behind us, with us, with the bit between our teeth, we'll give anybody a match.
Super.